Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, too.
And we're going to start off today's show by responding to an email we received recently, and here's what it said. In the recent Center for Science in the Public Interest Nutrition Action Health letter, they write that we should not take more than 400 micrograms a day of folic acid. For older women, it can be especially dangerous. In some of my vitamins, over 800 microgram are included. Then when we eat bread or other fortified food, we get into the thousands of micrograms. I have cut out regular multivitamins on days that I take supplements that contain additional folic acid. I'm puzzled.
Well, you know, it really bothers me to see the way that some people respond to news like this or to articles like this. You know, rather than look at what might seem to be a negative bit of news in the proper context, they overreact and possibly do themselves more harm than good.
Well, in this case, Don, what the article is really saying is that we may have been a little more optimistic about the benefits of folic acid than we should have been. Well, maybe that's the case. As is often the case, however, whether related to positive news or negative news, we have a tendency to get carried away. In the case of folic acid, it seemed as if the list of health benefits from increased intake, they would never end. Its role in preventing birth defects was so important, the government decided to start fortifying food with folic acid.
But that was just the tip of the iceberg. It looked as if folic acid supplementation by lowering homocysteine levels would significantly reduce heart disease. And then there was cancer. Preliminary evidence indicated that folic acid could reduce the incidence of certain types of cancer.
And that's not all. There's evidence that folic acid may play a role in treating depression. It may have a role in Alzheimer's disease, ulcerative colitis, and many other health problems. New research on folic acid's benefits come out all the time. And just last week, a study was published that folic acid can drastically reduce arsenic levels in the blood of people who have suffered long-term exposure to the arsenic poison in groundwater. Now, among the new research published on folic acid is news from Canada. The Canadian government's order to add folic acid to most cereal products has cut the number of neural tube birth defects in half. This is according to a study published on Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Even in the Center for Science and Public Interest article, they point out how valuable folic acid supplements has been in this regard. They quote the Jean Mayer, U.S. Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University in Boston, and quote, in the U.S., fortification has prevented 1,500 to 2,000 kids from being born with devastating neural tube defects per year.
How about that? At the same time, studies show that there are still too many women who do not get enough folic acid. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that some newer studies have failed to show the expected benefit of folic acid in some of these other areas, like cancer prevention. Here, the results are mixed. Clear conclusions can't be reached, and in some cases, it seemed as if the people with high levels of folic acid even had a slightly higher risk of certain cancers.
So, depending on your outlook and perhaps your bias, this can be a confusing situation. Is folic acid supplementation good or bad? Every time a negative comment comes out about a supplement, do you immediately pay no attention to the body of positive news and potential benefits at the first hint of something negative?
Okay, the nature of the studies, both positive and negative, leaves much open to interpretation, and this is where potentially bias can, of course, play a role. And that's why it's confusing. Recent published data, for example, showed that colon rectal cancer rates rose soon after companies started adding folic acid to foods as fortification. And they quote, the increase meant 15,000 extra cases of colorectal cancer per year. Now, according to the research, however, quote, but this is just another hypothesis. We have yet to prove that folic acid fortification was responsible for the upswing that took place in the 1990s. Among other explanations, according to the author, it's possible that a surge in the use of colonoscopies meant that more cancers were found, not that there were more cancers. On the other hand, if you choose to believe the worst, you could easily develop a theory that would explain why an excess of folic acid might promote cancer. Folic acid is necessary for the body to make DNA, which is, of course, the genetic material in every cell. Cells need DNA to grow. Cancer cells need DNA to grow. So if you harbor a cancer or precancerous cells, it's possible, perhaps, that excess folic acid might indeed accelerate their growth.
Okay, now, no one is saying that there's not good reason to be confused, and it's certainly not limited to nutrients. The constant stream of contradictory information, especially in the medical and healthcare fields, can be very confusing and frustrating. Is hormone replacement therapy, is that good or bad? Does it cause heart disease? Does it prevent it? Does it cause cancer, or does it prevent it? Are statin drugs good for you or not? Is one brand okay? Is another not okay? Are stents good for cardiac patients or not? Should you get a drug-coated stent or a bare metal type? Should angioplasty be performed 12 hours or more after a heart attack? Or is invasive treatment with beta blockers or other heart drugs just as effective? How often should you get a colonoscopy? How often should you get a mammogram? Are you healthier if you're underweight or a little overweight? In 1999, the miracle drugs for arthritis, Vioxx, Celebrex, and other COX-2 inhibitors were introduced. Several years later, Vioxx was withdrawn from the market because it increased the risk of heart attacks and strokes in some patients. Is the diabetes drug Avandia, is that going to be in the same boat?
The key, I guess, is to use some common sense. Try to recognize bias when it's there. In this case, is the conclusion reached at the end of the article in the Science for Public Interest magazine really objectively supported by the evidence or information presented in the article? You see this all the time. A study on a certain nutrient will show that, contrary to expectations, it does not lower blood pressure, but it does reduce the incidence of stroke by 25%. Okay, what is the headline going to read? Supplement found to not lower blood pressure, or supplement shown to reduce stroke by 25%.
Now, in the same issue of the Center for Science and Public Interest Health letter that Don's been talking about, they had a short review of recent study on broccoli titled Broccoli and the Prostate. And here's what they reported. Quote, men who consume more broccoli or cauliflower have a lower risk of prostate cancers that have spread beyond the prostate. That is, they have less invasive prostate cancers. Researchers tracked more than 29,000 men in the prostate, lung, colorectal, and ovarian cancer screening trial. After 4 years, the risk of advanced prostate cancer that is stage 3 or stage 4 was roughly half as high for those that ate broccoli or cauliflower more than once a week compared to those who ate those vegetables less than once a month. The researchers found no link with fruit, tomatoes, orange, vegetables, beans, tofu, onions, or garlic. There was a hint that cabbage, along with coleslaw or sauerkraut, and spinach might also protect the prostate, but the results were unequivocal. So what to do? One study isn't proof, but why not toss some broccoli or cauliflower into the wok more than once a week? Sautéed, steamed, roasted, or raw, they're delish, says the article. Now, I point out that these broccoli and cauliflowers are high folic acid foods. So, it argues that certainly eating high folic acid foods are good for you. What I want to call attention to is their concluding comment, what to do. One study isn't proof, but why not toss some broccoli or cauliflower into the wok more than once a week? I agree, but would they make the same comment about supplements, about a broccoli supplement or a folic acid supplement?
Interesting, Richard. Okay, getting back to the email, here is the final conclusion that the Center for Science and the Public Interest puts forth in their newsletter. The bottom line, if you take a daily multivitamin with 400 micrograms of folic acid, which is 100% of the daily value, don't eat on a daily basis a cereal, energy bar, or other food that contains 400 micrograms in the serving that you eat.
Okay, and I guess that's part of what led the person who sent the email to be afraid to take a multivitamin when she was getting food high in folic acid. Okay, so what to do? Well, what is my advice to the person who sent that email question? Do I think that she's overreacting? Well, yes. Do I think the Center for Science and Public Interest is overreacting? Yes. Do I think that she should, for any reason, discontinue her multivitamin supplement? Absolutely not. That is, in fact, probably the last thing she should do. Do we have to worry about the amount of folic acid in food when looking at how much we're getting in a supplement? I don't think we should. As the Center for Science and Public Interest points out themselves in the article, the folate in the food is not all that well utilized by the body. Is 400 micrograms of folic acid a logical cutoff point? I can't see why. We've been using a great deal more than that for a long time now. What about the prenatal multivitamins, for example? The recommended level of folic acid for pregnant women is 800 micrograms. That's the amount that's been used in prenatal vitamins for as long as I can remember. For nursing women, it's 500 micrograms. This has been the recommended levels for many, many years.
Okay, and aside from concerns over zinc levels and anemia masking issues, the consensus of opinion up to now has been that there is little reason for concern among healthy people. Researchers have been using doses in the 5,000 to 10,000 microgram range. Does that mean that you should totally ignore the cautionary notes being voiced by some? No, not at all. If you have self-prescribed very high doses of folic acid, you should perhaps consider if a lower dose might do as well. If you're taking high-dose folic acid for one of the many therapeutic reasons, you might want to check with your healthcare professional to confirm that the potential benefit still dictates whatever level you're using.
Now, for those of you who are interested, I've prepared a much more detailed response to this question, and it's posted on our website, www.wilner.com, Wilner, of course, with two L's. It's in the reference library section. There's a link to it right on the homepage. I may also printed in our next reference catalog. If you're not on our mailing list to get our reference catalog, just call 1-800-633-1106. Follow the prompts to leave your name and address on the recorded place there, and we'll put you on the mailing list.
Okay, we're going to start taking your calls in just a few moments. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you have high blood pressure,
If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good. This is Don Goldberg. We've been selling FlexNow joint formula for more than 12 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. The people from FlexNow have been doing something no other company has done before. They give me a printed list of people who have taken advantage of FlexNow's complete relief or a complete refund guarantee. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do. Well, we have sold over 3,000 packages of FlexNow during this time. Well over 95% of the people who bought FlexNow during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. Now, that's pretty impressive. So, if you have joint pain, maybe you should try FlexNow. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5% return rate, I'd say the odds are in your favor. Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement. Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker, along with all the other Doctor's Best products, is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And as I said earlier, our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions, just about anything related to nutrition. Okay, let's talk to Renee from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, fine. I was listening to your program about the folic acid, and it's so funny because just a couple of days ago, I had gone into your store and I had purchased a product for homocysteine lowering because my son's homocysteine is about 12. So I wanted to reduce it, but then I just heard your show, I looked at the bottle. It has folic acid 400 micrograms, and he's also taking a multiple that also has 400. And and the food that he eats, I'm just wondering that if there's a concern for that. And I'm also taking it. I'm over the age of 50. So, what do you think?
Let me say something about the whole homocysteine issue because this has shifted a fair amount in recent years.
Okay.
What for a long time everybody ignored homocysteine. And then it became apparent that a high homocysteine in the range of 17, 18 had a risk prediction ability to predict who was going to get heart disease and stroke when looking at groups of, I think it was probably middle-aged men. So because we knew that folic acid, B12, B6, does lower homocysteine, there was a lot of interest in using folic acid and these others to lower homocysteine. But no one had ever proved if lowering homocysteine would make a difference. It was equally possible that because certain people have arteriosclerotic disease, this causes a rise in homocysteine, or that there may be some common factor underlying that both raises homocysteine and relates to heart disease. In the last couple of years, there have been a bunch of studies where they try to lower homocysteine using high-dose folic acid, B12, B6, and they haven't worked. That is, by and large, the people do not get fewer heart attacks. Therefore, the rationale for chasing homocysteine, particularly at moderate levels of elevation, as opposed to these very high levels, is really very weak at this point. Now, that doesn't mean that it may not turn out to be really stronger later, but the present data doesn't support going after super high doses. On the other hand, we have plenty of reason to think that people should get at least the 400 micrograms of folic acid that the government says that you should have. And as we discussed earlier, there's some questions about doses, say, of 800, but the questions at this point are rather weak. So that, well, I wouldn't be afraid of it either.
Well, you said super high doses. Do you think 800 micrograms a day is a super high dose of folic acid?
No. When we chase high homocysteine, the protocol was to keep raising the folic acid until you get the homocysteine down. And so we might go to, say, 5,000 milligrams, or 1,000 would be a very common dose.
Okay,
so those are the higher doses.
Yeah, and this is what I think it's very important for the listeners and this caller, of course, too, Renee, to understand. The question is, you know, we have two questions here. One is whether or not some of the benefits that we thought would accrue with high levels of folic acid are really panning out. The other is, what is a high level of folic acid? And just because some of these things haven't turned out the way we thought they would, does that mean that we draw the line at something like 400 micrograms?
Okay, you know
what,
Renee?
We'll get back to it in a second.
Yeah, we'll get back to you in a minute. We need to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or OptiPack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Yeah, we're having a problem across the Hudson River outbound George Washington Bridge. Disabled tractor trailer on the New Jersey side has just been cleared, but the damage is done. Traffic very heavy getting across the span. As a result, Cross Bronx Expressway and the major Deegan ramps to the Cross Bronx will be extra heavy as well. Over at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, both only causing about a 5-minute outbound delay. Inbound side, you're in good shape. Jackie Robinson Parkway, eastbound side at Myrtle Avenue, there is an accident that's taking out the left lane. Earlier problems on the Belt Parkway, westbound side into Cross Bay Boulevard taken care of, although traffic will still be a bit sluggish. Keep in mind, New Jersey Transit train service suspended both ways. Newark Penn to New York Penn due to overhead wire problems. Midtown Direct trains rerouted to Hoboken. North Jersey Coastline, Northeast Corridor lines have 45-minute delays into Newark, and they will be cross-honoring your tickets on the buses and PATH system. This report sponsored by Bounty. Traffic may shred your nerves, but there's only one thing that's shred-resistant. That's Bounty paper towels. Bounty, the shred-resistant quicker picker-upper. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby.
Three things that can help make joints happier: glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all three key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide, online at avoca-asu.com, or call 1-800-925-5187.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Before we get back to the phones, I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them and how often, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. While you're there, be sure to pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. Wilner is spelled with two L's. And you can subscribe online.
You can also visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty. With that, Renee, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I have another question that actually has to do with the Almost 15 after you finish saying what you
okay,
have to do.
Okay, right. Well, let me just finish what I was going to say
right
here. I think the area where we're getting confused is what is too much folic acid and what is not, okay? And you know, a lowering high homocysteine is still probably a good idea. And the question is 400 micrograms of folic acid too much? Is 800 micrograms too much? Or is 800 okay? Do you have to wait till you start getting into the thousands to start to worry? And the problem is that this article we were talking about was implying that, 400 in your supplement and then the amount that you get in food might be too much. And what we're trying to point out is that there really isn't any basis for that. So your basic multivitamin, the kind that we recommend, will usually have around 400 micrograms of folic acid, which is fine. If you take a prenatal multi, or if you take a homocysteine reducing formula, you can get another 200 to 400 micrograms minimum. Is there a problem with that? I don't think so. Okay? So if you had said to us, well, because you were concerned about high homocysteine, you were taking thousands of micrograms of folic acid in addition to your multi and in addition to your B complex and so forth, I would say, hey, you might want to reconsider that you don't need that much. If you're telling me that you have a basic multi with around 400 and you want to take a homocysteine reducing formula that might add another 400, is that too much? I don't think so. That's the same amount that you would get if you took a prenatal multivitamin, the way people have been doing for the last 20, 30 years or more.
Great. Okay? My other question is this. There's so many things out there as far as cholesterol. My son just came back with a whole blood workup, and his cholesterol is a little high, his triglycerides are high, his lipoprotein A is, I think, 180. I was wondering, what's a basic or maybe two or three products that I can get him to lower all these things besides losing weight? He's losing weight also.
Do you know what the actual numbers are? What is the LDL? What is the HDL?
I can give it. The LDL is, I think, about 130.
Okay.
His cholesterol is about 200.
Right.
Okay. And his lipoprotein A, which is 180, which was really upsetting, and his homocysteine is 12. His triglycerides is about 79.
That's 70. Not high.
Yeah.
How about the HDL?
His HDL is 45.
Okay. He has, how old is he?
He's 30 years old. He's a little bit exercising now, yes.
Okay. His levels are probably about average, or maybe better than average for a American male. Okay, so put all that in perspective.
Okay.
Now, that's except for that lipoprotein A, and it's always confusing to me when they're talking about lipoprotein A and LP little a, which is
the same.
No, they're not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I'm not sure what to say about that one, but does it say what the limit of normal is on that one?
Probably. I have to look. It's right here. I can get it if you can give me a second.
That's all right. It's difficult working off a blood test without seeing.
When I went into the doctor with him, I told the doctor, and they say it's the same test, the lipoprotein A and little a?
Well, there are two different ones, but he may mean the same. There are two different tests.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what are the tests? What's the test that you ask for when you want the two different ones?
Well, that's the point. There is one called lipoprotein A that's different from LP little a, but LP little a is a lipoprotein little a as opposed to big A. It's a little confusing, and I really can't explain it any better than that.
Okay, very quickly, your son should probably work. He's not in any imminent danger, so the first thing he should do is normalize his weight, probably.
Right, which he's doing.
Supplements, things like citronol, S-Y-T-R-I-N-O-L,
okay,
is good. Adding extra fiber to the diet is a good idea.
Okay.
There's a... Natural Factors has an excellent fiber called PGX fiber.
PGX?
PGX, three letters.
Okay, great.
That's very good. There is
I would say that with the lipoprotein, a little A, that maybe the fish oil in his case might be especially
fish
beneficial.
Fish oil, excellent.
A good EPA, DHA fish oil supplement.
How much
supplement.
Fish oil would I give him?
As much as he's willing to take.
Anywhere from 3 to 6 grams.
Okay, 6 grams. Great. Okay.
All right, Renee.
I'm also giving him I started giving him Reggie's rice. What do you think of that? I mean, that's before
Reggie's rice is controversial because supposedly the active ingredient of red yeast rice is a statin-like substance, which the government doesn't allow to be imported or sold.
Right.
So if it's the red yeast rice without that substance, it may not really be adding to the effectiveness of the product.
So why would they be selling it as a protective factor?
It's just red yeast rice. That's it. It's red yeast rice. I'm not saying that it's a good thing at this point.
Would you not be able to know which companies are
No, because they're not allowed to be selling it.
What we're telling you is that right now, like Arnie mentioned, we have a little bit more confidence in some of these other types of supplements for lowering cholesterol. The citronol, for example, that he mentioned, the phytosterol-containing products, polycosanols. These are the things that at the moment seem to have the most research and support behind them, okay?
And as far as polycosanol, how much would he be taking from that? if I started to give him that.
But we didn't actually mention polycosanol in the list of products that we just gave you. We mentioned citronol. The one I like is a citronol with phytosterols. Okay. It comes in a combination.
Do you know
Nature's Way.
Nature's Way, okay.
All right, Renee, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Next, we have Marcia from Huntington, Long Island.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could give me some advice about my brother. He was recently diagnosed with pulmonary metastasis of a carcinoma of unknown origin. And he started his chemotherapy, and I was wondering if there were any nutritional supplements that might be beneficial or ones to avoid.
Number one, it probably depends on what chemotherapy he's on, for one, first thing. Certain of the chemotherapeutic regimens contain folic acid antagonists, which are meant to really deprive the body of folic acid so that cells, particularly cancer cells, but all other cells, don't reproduce. So without knowing, I wouldn't want to say.
Well, he told me the two drugs, and I can't think of that off the top of my head. But
well, okay. You see, the problem is this is a controversial area. In general, when you're on chemotherapy or on radiation therapy or whatever, the whole purpose of that therapy is to kill cells or to reduce cell growth. It's sort of, you know, it's like anti-health, okay? There is one group of physicians who feel that being the case, the last thing that you want to do is to give the patient at the same time things that will make them better, okay? You know, you don't want to give them antioxidants. You don't want to give them things that will sort of counter what you're trying to accomplish with the chemotherapy. On the other hand, there's another group, and this is actually, in my opinion, a growing group that feels that's not correct, that it's actually beneficial. It reduces the side effects and so forth to actually be giving certain types of supplements during chemotherapy. But really the first thing is you have to talk it over with the doctors who are treating him and see if they have strong feelings either way. Dr. Bredell?
Yeah, let me tell you what I do when I see patients in this way. I refer them to somebody here in Manhattan, Dr. Raymond Chang, Chang. The reason is because he is a trained oncologist from Sloan Kettering. He also knows his vitamins and herbal medicine, and he and his associates, this is what they do. So the average alternative medicine doctor and the average oncologist really doesn't know those detailed interactions between the nutrients and the drugs. Dr. Chang does. His associates do. There may well be others in New York, but Chang is the one that I've used over the years.
Do you know, would he do a phone consultation? My brother lives in Texas.
You'd have to ask. I don't know.
Another thing you can do, there are a number of recent books and articles. We have an article, I just moved it from the front page to our reference library section in our Wilner Chemist website, wilner.com. You have to go to the reference library section and do a search on a keyword like cancer. The article basically talks about this controversy as to whether or not it's a good idea. You may want to read that. It's also an excellent book by Dr. Michael Murray, I believe. I forgot the exact title, but something about cancer therapy, alternative medicine and cancer.
Natural treatments for cancer.
Natural treatments for cancer, yeah. Something which would also be an excellent book to read because he covers this whole topic as well. Okay.
Last but not least, there's a website called it's www.cancerdecisions.com, which is run by a fellow called Dr. Ralph Moss, and he has an excellent article on there about antioxidants and just saying just what, you know, Don was mentioning, that there appears to be more and more evidence that antioxidants are beneficial during chemotherapy.
He's called Dr. Ralph Moss because that's his name, Dr. Ralph Moss, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll share this with him.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about anything related to nutrition. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctors sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
What would be the ideal supplement for weight loss? Well, it should help to increase metabolism, it should improve mood, it should help metabolize fats and protein for energy, and it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Well, Natrol thinks so. They developed a product called Slenderite. How does Slenderite do all of this? Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just two tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite, Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And right now, all of those products are at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, available at Wilner Chemists at 30% discount right now. And Okay, also our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And next is Belle calling from her car somewhere in Long Island, on Long Island. Hello, Belle.
Hello. I'm calling about the, I want to take a multivitamin that is good for my age bracket. I called up Wellner's Window and they said, well, the girl I spoke to said that this was a good one, and I got your catalog. It's called Wellvite. I'd like to know if that would contain everything I need, because I do take I take an extra calcium, and I take an omega-3, and I take ester C.
Okay.
Would Wellvite vitamin be good for me?
Yeah, I think it's called Wellvite.
Wilvite.
Yeah, Wilvite is an excellent formula. Don and I designed it ourselves.
Okay.
It's meant to be taken 4 tablets a day, usually
yes.
2 with breakfast, 2 with dinner. And if you follow that regimen, you will get an excellent breakdown. You'll get 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams of magnesium, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. You'll get all the full complement of the trace minerals, chromium, selenium, manganese, copper, zinc.
Okay.
You'll also get a few hundred units, 300 units, I believe, vitamin E. So it's just a very, very well balanced.
Should I still continue taking ester C and extra?
You can continue to take extra vitamin C if you wish.
Okay, and also I take also a glucosamine.
That's fine.
That's
no problem
fine.
There.
And the omega-3, it's fine.
Omega-3, all of those things are, all of those accessories are also very important,
okay.
And it's good that you're taking them.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Belle, thanks for calling.
You know, the nice thing about a product like the Wilvite, for you guys listening out there, Wilvite, Natrol makes a similar product that you heard Arnie just mention when we came back from the break, that my favorite multi, Twin Lab either has or used to have one called Dual Tabs.
Those Super Nutrition products are
The Super Nutrition products that we recently started carrying. What's nice about those products, two things nice. One, in the one product you have everything, including the calcium and magnesium, that gives you all the basics, okay? And that's the key. It's a good basic product. It can sort of be the nucleus of your supplement program. It's what you kind of build on. If you should do exactly what Belle said that she's doing. You take that and then you add to it. If you need extra C, fine, you take extra C. If you have joint problems, you can take some glucosamine or FlexNow or the Celadrin or something like that. You take extra fish oil if you need to. But this is like the foundation of your supplement program. It's an easy way to make sure that you're getting all of the basic stuff you need in the right ratios at the right levels, and then you just build on that.
Okay, good point. And next we have Arthur calling from Bayshore, Long Island.
Yes.
Hi, Arthur.
How are you? How are you today?
Good.
Now, I have something that's very important to me concerning my sister. She's trying to locate a homeopathic physician. Is there a number that she can call that can refer her to a homeopathic physician in her area?
What's her area?
She's down in Florida. She's in Arcadia, but she's not too far from Port Charlotte.
I'm sure there is. I don't have it here.
Well, there used to be an organization.
Probably the American Homeopathic Association or something like that.
I don't remember what it was called, but there is an organization of homeopathic physicians, and they could probably do a referral if you found them. It might be in the appendix of some books about homeopathy, or you might just go onto the Internet and do a search for homeopathic physicians. Maybe you'll find
them. Yeah, or else if you... I'll give you a quick way. If you call our store Tuesday afternoon, ask for Marguerite. Okay, she's a homeopath, and she'd be able to direct you.
Okay, can you give me that number?
1-800-633-1106.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, next we have Linda from Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I was just wondering if, in addition to Depakote, because during washing the hair, some like coil of hair comes out, not in clumps, but how much selenium you should use, if selenium is one to prevent hair loss, or can you naturally take something instead of Depakote with bees and what have you?
Okay, you're taking Depakote because?
Yes. For bipolar.
Okay. Depakote is a drug that is a very good drug for some people and has side effects. In particular, it seems to interfere with the metabolism of carnitine, which is involved in energy metabolism. So I have all my patients who are taking Depakote, I have them take some carnitine as well. Now, That is probably helpful in terms of protecting against liver damage that you sometimes see with Depakote. I don't know if it would be helpful for the hair. And I'm not aware that selenium acts as an antidote for Depakote in terms of the hair. And maybe there's some literature that I don't know. But I wouldn't. In terms of selenium, I think reasonable doses are like 50, maybe 100 micrograms. But I wouldn't push it any higher than that at this point. But I wouldn't particularly look to it as blocking the Depakote side effects. Mm-hmm. But carnitine does have some greater degree of literature being involved with Depakote.
How do you spell that, please?
Carnitine, C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E.
Carnitine. Okay, in addition to that.
In addition to what?
Depakote.
Yes, that's how I practice it. Now, of course, you have a doctor. And they can actually measure your blood carnitine levels and decide whether or not you should add that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Linda from Fort Lee, thanks for calling. Okay. And next we have Adam from Connecticut. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Enjoy listening to your show. Question for you. I'm trying to lose some weight and tough time of the year to do with the holidays coming. But I want to ask you about a couple things that you would recommend. Like, I know I've heard some things about Slenderite that you guys had advertised, and there's a lot of different products out there, but what's the best way, kind of supplement-wise, other than, diet and exercise, that can help?
Well, you heard about Slenderite. That's one way. There's also another product that actually, we advertise about three products on our show that have to do with weight loss. One is Slenderite, which you heard. You'll hear in the next hour, you'll hear something about an all-one weight loss formula, which is a powdered product that you mix with water or juice or skim milk or something like that. And then there's also Healthy Curb, which is contains a mixture of NT factor and the starch
phase
blocker,
two.
Phase 2 starch blocker, which also will have an effect on weight loss. So there's lots of ways to go. If you need some help, try one of those three ways. Which one? I think they all have their pluses. They all have their minuses. You need to basically, as you understand, retrain yourself a little bit because you lose the weight, but then what's going to happen?
Right. Well, I mean, and out of those three, I mean, I guess I noticed, like, they all have that, or at least two of them anyway, the Slenderite and the Healthy Curb. I remember you had a couple of guys on that show a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
They both have that carb blocker in it. I know carbs is a problem.
Adam, can you stay on the phone over the break and maybe, because I think we're coming up to the end of the first hour. Maybe we could discuss this with you in more detail if you'd like, if you can
hang on
for a little
sure
bit. Is that okay with you?
That'd be great. Thanks.
What do you say, Arnie?
Absolutely. You can hang on, and we get back in about, 7 minutes or so. Okay. And we will continue talking to Adam about his weight. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite line of multivitamin supplements. And now I'd like you to know that that Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists at 30% off. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and we will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window.